חזק ויאמץ ליבך, חזק ויאמץ ליבך, וקו אל השם, קו אל השם חזק.
שלום לכולם, היום את ההכנה הכינו.
Hello everyone, the preparation today was by the groups of Kamatorsk and Kavkaz. We will ask the Kavkaz group to open things up, please.
Наша цель все находиться в состоянии атаки.
Our goal is to be in a state of attack, all of us together, a state of readiness to participate in that attack. And only our confidence in the friends can guarantee this. The friends in whom I need to invest as much love as possible. And then I can be certain that together with them, I can advance on the path according to the principle of love thy friend as thyself. And so only the prayer remains, the prayer for each of us to have the power to get to that state, to attain it, to be aimed towards the goal, to be happy, to love our environment. And this confidence, this security, this connection between the friends, only the environment can give that to us. And the environment is the whole world around us.
Friends, you feel the friends around you, the support. And as it says in the article, the prayer of many, that the essence of it is that a person prays for the many. Sorry, friends, we're not getting a clear sound. And in that state, he doesn't ask for anything for himself, but only for the society. And because of this, they said that the prayer of many means a time of goodwill, when his prayer is accepted. And according to what is explained in several places in the Sulam commentary, a prayer of many relates to Malchut, who is called the Assembly of Israel, or the Holy Divinity. She is called many because she includes all of the souls.
Yes, and we read an excerpt from the writings of Abash, the importance of a prayer of many. Baal Sulam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for many, for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why the prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slander and questions whether his prayer is truly worth of being accepted or not. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is worthy of his prayer being answered, since he is not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered. And according to what is explained in several places in the Sulam commentary, a prayer of many relates to Malchut, who is called the Assembly of Israel, or the Holy Divinity. She is called many, because she contains all the souls. Again, Baal HaSulam explained the matter of a prayer of many as a person praying for the many. This is called a prayer of many. This is why a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill. When a person prays for himself, he has slanderers and questions regarding whether his prayer is truly worthy of acceptance or not. But when he prays for the public, it becomes irrelevant to scrutinize him and to see if he is worthy of his prayer being answered, since he is not asking for anything for himself, but only for the public. This is why it was said that a prayer of many is called a time of goodwill, and his prayer is answered. And according to what is explained in several places in the Sulam commentary, a prayer of many relates to Malchut, who is called the Assembly of Israel, or the Holy Divinity. She is called many, because she contains all the souls. Kavkaz, please.
Как нам на этом уроке построить такой пример, чтобы повлиять на мир путем Хешева?
A question for an active workshop. How in this lesson can we build a kli through which we can bestow upon the world by way of Achishena, hastening? Again, how in this lesson will we build a kli through which we can bestow upon the world by way of Achishena, hastening? An active workshop.
In this lesson, we can build a vessel through which we can bestow. Why am I hearing myself? Sasha is asking. All right. So, if we unite in prayer and ask, as Baal HaSulam writes, for the many, because this is truly the time for it, that way we will build this vessel, this desire. And we need to do that for us to walk the path of Achishena, hastening it, and not Be'ito, which is in due time.
And according to our annulment and subjugation towards the upper force, towards the quality of this soul, we will be able to extend light. L'chaim.
How to do something? Achishena. Well, that's exactly what we're doing now. These are the main things, but we can't see it, we can't feel it, but we are all on the right path. And it's not just the Hishena, it's like a ballistic missile, what's going on here.
I think that the question itself indicates Hishena, hastening, because it shows us that we need to bestow to the world in order to give contentment, not to ourselves. Rather, we invite the Creator to be involved in our actions. I don't know why my My sound sounds like this.
Eyal.
Eyal.
Kramatorsk, בבקשה. שאלה שנייה.
Kramatorsk, please, the second question.
שאלה שנייה, משנה שקטה.
The second question, this is for quiet workshop, silent workshop. We connect as one and ask the Creator to be an adapter, a conduit, so as to lead the world on the path of Fachishena. We connect as one man and we ask the Creator to be an adapter and a conduit, so as to lead the world in the way of Fachishena.
Nafshi Oy Nafshi Mimavet Ki Chilatzta Nafshi Oy Nafshi Mimavet Eteni Eteni Eini minima Eteini Eteini Eini minima Oela agli Oela agli Oh,